Hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, celebrating National Community College Month here at Lorain County Community College. Today we come your way from Commodore Books and More Bookstore, having all kinds of fun today. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas, and well, we mentioned that it's going to be a busy show here today as we have guests lined up for every single segment of the show. And joining us right now to tell us more about Lorain County Community College's learning centers, we've got Dina Ferrer. And this is Dina's second appearance on the show.
Becoming a regular.
So, yeah, she's becoming a regular on the show.
Style calling you when Bull's sick or something. You can just do the whole show, Dina.
You could just sub right in for me, yeah. And then we have Amy Zamania joining us here as well. Thank you very much for joining us, guys. How are you?
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes.
Well, let's dive right in to the learning centers. Explain what the learning centers provide.
Well, actually, it was the first attempt in 2001 when Lorain County Community College wanted to go farther out into the community, so we opened up our first site in Lorain, and it was on 21st and Broadway at the old St. Joe's Community Center. And then since then, we've expanded throughout the whole county so that we actually offer many of the resources and services that are at Elyria, but at a different site, so it's more convenient to the community around the whole county. So besides that, we have two in Lorain, one at the new high school and one downtown Lorain. We have one in Wellington on Route 58. Then we have one in North Ridgeville on Route 480 and Lorain Road. And all of us provide at least the basic classes for every possible degree you could go into. But we also have the whole admissions process, from filling out an application, getting an ID, a student number. You can do the assessments, which you have to do some kind of college assessments before you know which classes you're ready to take. We have a registration. You can meet with an academic advisor. We have assistance in helping people complete their FAFSA, their financial aid, and we can register for classes, whether they're taking classes with us at our sites or online or in Elyria. And then we also provide tutoring as the need arises. And then we have free computers that are open to the public, and we provide community space to the community. So we actually are very much immersed in our communities.
What kinds of classes are available at the center?
Amy, I'll let you talk.
Okay, as Dina said, we have a lot of general education, health and wellness, technology, communications, business, arts and humanities, and you can get an entire associate degree with a combination of classes at the center and or online. UPRC, which is the North Ridgeville campus, also has IT programs, networking, digital forensics, programming, and they have a partnership with the University of Toledo in-house there.
Very nice. Now, are there programs that the centers provide that you might not be able to get at the main campus here?
Actually, in Lorain, at our high school site, we have the STNA program, which is a state-tested nurse's aide, and that is a program for adults and for high school students. That is in Lorain. It's not in the Elyria campus. Wow. And then we also have the medical assisting program. It's a one-year certificate program, and that's at the high school also for high school, but also for adults. And then at our downtown Lorain campus, we have the medical coding. So those are unique to our sites in Lorain, and yet all of our sites, like I said, would have like the first year of classes towards a degree. We also have GED classes at a couple of our locations. And then at the university partnership, they have a lot of EMT programs. They have paramedics program. They actually have fingerprinting that's being done there. They have forensics. They do a lot with the IT programs. But one specific thing that they have out there that wouldn't be on this campus is the University of Toledo Computer Science and Engineering degree. And that would be the four-year program. And then in Wellington, they see a lot of the College Credit Plus programs, which is our high school students. High school students can actually get dual credits for college and high school at the same time. Many high schools have those types of classes at their particular high school. But I know in Wellington, the Wellington High School and the surrounding high schools actually send their students to the Wellington Center at LCC.
I was going to say, it seems like that would be the perfect opportunity for high school students who can be a little closer to their own home school, North Ridgeville, for example, or Wellington, for example. Has there been a rise of that? It seems over recent years, I mean, particularly, a lot of kids are coming to college who already have coursework under their belt.
Yeah, there has been a huge rise in that. And as Dina said, a lot of the larger high schools, the students may take the college classes within their high school. Mm-hmm. But in the Wellington area, for example, we have more smaller rural high schools. So I actually pull from smaller high schools in the Ashland County, Huron County, Southern Lorain County area. And a lot of students choose now to take online classes. So now that we have connectivity and a lot more online classes, a lot of students are graduating with college credit. So it's a big deal.
I'd imagine there'd be advantages to that as well. One, for the students to kind of get that taste of the college life before they enter. Then for the high schools, too. They don't have to worry about everyone being AP certified and everything that kind of comes
along really
with
it. It's really a great cost saving for the parents.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Because you get those first 2 years for free.
Yeah.
And then you can go on to like the university partnership on the Elyria campus or elsewhere. Actually, the university partnership at North Ridgeville site also has a health simulation center, and it actually has, it's used for numerous healthcare disciplines, but it actually has multiple adult, child, and infant high fidelity human patient simulators that can be used by students and or the community of professionals in the healthcare.
Well, we're kind of wrapping up the academic year in the next month or two, so that means, you know, everybody's thinking about the summer. What kinds of summer activities do you guys have coming up?
So at the Wellington Center, we do quite a bit with youth and with adult programming. So this summer, we have a techie camp that is sponsored by Nordson Corporation, so it's free for middle schoolers rising or going into 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. We also have a craft day. We have a bee exploration workshop, and we also have in August, for those that are transitioning to middle or high school, a coping and communication skills workshop that the Mental Health Board is putting on. We also have a partnership with Farm Bureau, where we're doing different agricultural-related things. So for FFA or 4-H students, we do a buyer letter boot camp, so where they're preparing to send different people letters so that they'll come to the fair and buy their animal. We do that, and we also do a confidence in the rig, again, with regards to youth who are going to the fair and prepping them for that. So we do, each of the centers does things different for their areas, but that's some of the things we have going on in the Wellington area.
Sure. Are there some focuses on secondary education on agriculture at the Wellington branch? The Lorain County Fair is held in Wellington there, and it seems there's a pretty big agricultural group there in Wellington.
Yeah, somewhat. We have a business agricultural class that we offer in the fall. So wherever we can, we try and weave that in. We do a lot of workshops, like one-day workshops for our agricultural folks, not necessarily for credit, but just for planting season, for harvesting, look at your monitors, learn your data, that type of thing. So we're always looking for what the community might want and how we can provide that.
Fair season's not that far away, my friend. You know, I was looking at the schedule the other day, and I was thinking, man, that's right around the corner. I mean, it's really almost here. Well, guys, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information about what's happening at all of the learning centers in Wellington, North Ridgeville, and Lorain, how can they learn more about it?
Well, I think the easiest way is to go to the Lorain County Community College website, which is lorainccc.edu. But if you put a / and learning centers, all together with an S, it'll bring up a page with all of our off-campus sites, and then it gives the address, the phone number, and contact, and then you can see what's offered at all the four off-campus sites.
Very good.
Thank you.
Dina, Amy, thank you guys so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys very much.